we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Let's get into this message. Yeah, somebody. AdamantBeliever.com/TempleWars.pdf. This is all stuff that's familiar to you. I mean, you know all this stuff because this is when you watch the news. This is what you see. Diddy trial, which came out to really be nothing. Epstein, which came out to really be nothing. Elon Musk and his relationship with Trump, which we don't understand. Jamal Bryant just trying to get in the news any way possible. He's talking about not shopping in Target when up in, I think it was Ohio or somewhere, black teenagers went and tore Target up. They invaded it, a whole group of them, 100 of them, it was a bunch, just tore it up, stealing, videotaping themselves, twerking. Yes, just acting like, amen. Not gonna say it. Amen, you know. Then, of course, the war in Russia, and then everybody's talking about how bad the Big Beautiful Bill Act is because it's gonna make people have to work. And, no, that's it. I don't know if you've, that's it. Yeah, we just can't sit up and live on benefits. Amen. Amen. That's basically the crux of it. And so all of this, but whatever it is, it's just we are in everybody's business. And our bodies are not designed for it. Our bodies are what? The what? The temple of God. Imagine all of this on this screen in the temple of God. Does God have any room to operate?
In 2014, the news website The City Reporter decided to only publish positive angles in their news for one day. What happened when they skipped all the negative perspectives? They lost 2/3 of their website traffic compared to other days. News producers cannot expect to do good business if they lose 2/3 of their website traffic. They simply need to meet the audience's desire for doom and gloom. The negative perspectives and the exaggerations in the news comes at a cost. They not only provide poor information, but also make us feel down, pessimistic, and fearful. Numerous studies have shown how the news affects our well-being, causing stress, anxiety, depression, passivity, and lower cognitive performance.
Cutting out the news was one of the best decisions of my life, and I will never go back. See, news is to the brain what sugar is to the body. You can swallow limitless quantities of news flashes, tidbits like jelly beans, but these jelly beans don't nourish you. They don't give you understanding. As a matter of fact, they're quite toxic to your brain. Events, news events, are just things happening, flickering on the world surface. But to make better decisions, you want to understand what drives these events, what generates these events. And news stories don't tell you that. News give you the illusion of understanding, and that illusion is dangerous. I came to realize the more news you consume, the less you understand the world.
How is the news helping me? It's a bunch of problems and no solutions. You have to pick a political team, and everyone else is on the other side.
It honestly sometimes feels like it doesn't reflect reality. When I just watch what's going on, I'm pretty powerless to change things anyway. I'm not saying it's not possible, I'm just saying that I think it's a better use of my time and energy to focus on myself and what I can contribute to the world, on something positive instead of being a keyboard warrior and condemning something I saw online. I mean, let's face it, there's an infinite amount of material available out there to get offended about.
32-year-old Bianca Lynch is a full-time digital nomad from North Carolina. While she's always wanted travel to be a part of her life, after the results of the 2024 election, she says she's making it permanent.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. They're coming into our country from Africa, from Asia, all over the world.
It's very, very hard for us to see ourselves coming back and being in this country, having to be around that many people who felt that is someone who needs to be in power.
We've been following this trend of young people who don't see a future in this country. Before the election, you might remember our reporting about Gen Z Americans who felt like the American dream was out of reach.
I think the past 5 months where I hit 500 job applications, I got so depressed because I blamed myself.
And they said they were so exhausted by politics, they didn't even vote.
It's hard to change, but it's sometimes hard to stay where you're at.
Now, after the election, they're not alone in looking to leave the country. Google searches for digital nomad visas, how to move to Canada, and best countries to move to all peaked the day after the election.
Celebrity worship in the West is absolutely mind-boggling. These people look at them like they're gods, man. There's no other way to put it. Like, celebrities consume people's lives, and it's much more of a problem on the women's side. Social media is now their new gossip echo chamber where they can't stop consuming and what the latest Kim Kardashian this and who said what and what dramatic show happened there and girl, my God, can you believe this and spilled the tea and do all that. It's wild.
We reject our mothers and our grandmothers. We reject their teachings only to worship these idols. That's why American Idol became so big, because now we're living in a time where idols are bigger than God. Homie, these are real demonic forces that our people have latched on to, and they worship them. This have never been black people. We worship these people, homie. We can't look past our entertainers as if they the greatest of all, and they not.
When I did not look at a screen for 7.5 weeks, my memory went from the 50th percentile of adult men in America to the 99th percentile. There was only 1% of men with better memory than me when I finished this experiment.
So we have fake celebs, fake food, fake news, fake life. Like, are you guys awake to this yet? Like, we live in a world that's built on deception, right? Celebrities aren't real. The people that are idolized by millions, the Kardashians, the influencers, the A-listers, the elite, are walking illusion. Their bodies are bought, their faces are filtered, their lifestyles are carefully curated to sell a dream that doesn't exist, and then they preach this body positivity while secretly getting things like liposuctions, BBLs, endless surgeries, and telling young girls that if they just work out and eat right, they're gonna look like them. But it's such a fallacy. The money, it's fake. The happiness, it's fake. The relationships, it's all staged. And these people aren't even here to inspire you. They're here to distract you and manipulate you. And even the food isn't real either, right? It's designed to keep you sick, sluggish, and dependent on a system that profits from your suffering. Overprocessed, filled with chemicals, designed to cause addiction and disease and long-term health issues, right? Look around us. Look at the autoimmune diseases. Look at obesity. Look at the mental health disorders that are skyrocketing. And yet the same industries that create the problem sell the cure. And the news, it's not information. It's a weapon. It's carefully designed to push narratives, divide the world, manufacture anger and outrage, and then keep people in a constant state of fear and compliance. Look at how people treat each other now. Look at how families are completely torn apart. Friends are turning on each other. Everyone is stuck in a cycle of distraction while the real problem goes unchecked. This fake world has done nothing but create chaos. It has pulled people further away from God, from their families, from themselves.
I just put these clips up to kind of show you what I'm going to be talking about, but it's just a sad day we live in where people are so controlled by what they see and hear through their phones. Their phones override their own families. If you get upset with someone, you can go online and partner with someone else that's upset. You just couldn't do that. You was in your house, you got mad, you went to your room, your parents just waited till you got hungry. She'll be back. She'll get over it. Remember that? Something happened to you, you got a beating. You had to go in the room and you knew dinner was coming. So you'd have to just deal with it. But now that kid can go in their room, upload, make a post, say what just happened, and they get folks telling them what they should do. How bad their parents are, how out of line are, just, and it's the perfect storm because they created food that would mess with our minds to open us up and then place information in us while we're already in a daze with the sugar we just ate. I was celebrating my birthday yesterday and I went to this place who's supposed to have the best bread pudding on earth. And it's all right. It was just all right. But I ate, you know, maybe two bites of it. But after that, we was like, because I haven't eaten sugar in so long, we were walking to the car. I was like, oh, man, I'm high. I'm high on drugs. I'm going to take this out the message because somebody's going to take that little clip. See? But I was just in a daze. Like, my mind was just gone. And I was like, man, this makes me feel terrible. And then Landon, of course, you know, he knows this stuff. So he said, no, he said, everybody feels like this. They just get used to it. So sugar affects everybody like this. You just get used to it. You don't pay attention to it no more. Yeah. Yeah, our sugar fast is coming in August, so... Amen. I didn't want to tell you too early so you wouldn't do like a hibernating squirrel and stuff a bunch of milk duds in your cheeks. But yeah, we got to do it. It's time. But yeah, but just it has, when you eat that, they need you to eat that so that when they show you the news or anything, you're going to react based on what's in your system. Right? It's like driving a car. You put bad gas in your car. We're not going to do the whole super unleaded message. I got some folks didn't like that. But you put that old gas from the gas station that sell everything. You know, when a gas station have clothes, coats, and jackets... Shoes. Y'all have shoes next to the oil and the STP. And then a menu that will rival. Yes, they have all kinds of nationalities of food. Yeah, their gas is probably not that good. They're distracting you with the food. But you put that bad gas in a car. Say you got a 4x4. You put that in a car and then you try to go up a rough terrain. You're going to have problems. That gas is not going to combust the way it needs to. It's watered down. So your car is just going to struggle. And it's the same thing with sugar. When you feel your body, or not just sugar, but just process stuff. And then you got to process information. Spiritual warfare. The devil attacking your whole lineage. Attacking the gift and the calling you have. You got to make a decision, but you don't have good fuel. So they know if they mess the fuel up in you, you're going to make bad decisions. Yeah, whenever you just went off on somebody, I just went off. Trace that back and see what you ate. I guarantee you, a honey bun, Chico stick, something. Yeah, think back when you made a terrible choice and then think of the meals. Yeah, it's bad and they know that. So we're being programmed and controlled our behavior and different things by the food. They've been giving it to us for years. And it's funny how in other countries they don't even have it. We talking about now they putting real sugar. Oh, they rejoicing because they put real sugar in Coke. Mexicans had real sugar since they've always had it. Can I say Mexican? Is that all right? That's what y'all are, if that's what you are. But you had the real sugar in the Sprite. Am I right, Adam? Y'all had the real sugar. Tasted better than everything. Well, why were they giving us the process? Because we're the guineas. We're the guinea pigs. We're the experiment. They need us in a certain mental state. And the other part is, God was strong in America. You know how God got strong in America? Black people. Ancestral apathy. Yeah, and that's why we're targeted. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. All right. So we just gotta pay attention. And don't be leaving the news on and looking at it like this dude and leaving the news on all night. I know the older you get, the less you like to get up and change the TV. But when the news is playing in the background, you just don't know how detrimental. They're not telling you anything good. Nothing. The whole show, hour long, is all bad. And the last minute, somebody won an award. And he's gay. They know what they're doing. Amen. If you turn the news off, nothing's going to happen. Nothing. You just won't know. And what good is it to know if you can't do anything about it? That's like somebody keep telling me I'm broke. Brother, you're broke. Okay. No, I mean, you really don't have any money. All right. You know what? What? You don't have money. Okay, don't keep telling me I don't have money, because now I'm worried about not having money. And it's the same with the news. If you can't change it, don't keep ingesting it. Amen? Amen. It's hard to tell old people that, though. I got some old friends that just leave the news on while I'm talking to them. What's that in the background, man? That's CNN. So you don't believe nothing they show. I know, but I just want to know what's going on. Okay. Amen. It's just something. The news. One of the reasons why many people are gripped with fear and anxiety today is the constant bombardment of news and other people's business from our digital devices. So with the older folks, it's the news. But with the younger folks, somebody else's business. I gotta find out what is going on with these Epstein files. Really? Yeah, because it's time for these pedophiles to go down. Well, you know the people that own your company traffic children. You gonna quit? I need Diddy to pay. Why does Diddy need to pay? What he did to Cassie. Yeah. And then let him go and folks was disappointed. He didn't get charged for anything. Where is all this energy for a stranger coming from? He charged you for the Sean John you were. He didn't give it to you free. Why are you so loyal? And his name Sean John? That's his line? Okay. You know, I'll be getting them all mixed up. Yeah, but that's people, man. Why are you so concerned with the demise of another person? Now this Musk, see, let me tell you about Elon Musk. You finna tell me about Elon Musk. So the richest man in the world, you about to really tell me something about him. Like, when did you meet him? When did you meet the richest man on earth? But see, he need to stop. Really, the richest man on earth, he don't have to stop doing anything. somebody say you don't know him. You don't know him. I'm getting rid of this Tesla. What was Henry Ford doing? You gonna get rid of your Fusion? What was he doing? It's a car. Nope, ICE, no more deportation. I'm gonna stand right here on this bridge. Did y'all see that? They won't be standing on any bridges anymore. Then when they get beat up, oh no, oh no. Oh, you did not have the right to hit them. And the cop said, better I hit them than a truck. They on a bridge. This ain't overseas. In America, folk keep moving. So I'm just saying, y'all, people are this caught up in TV and news and what they're seeing on their phone. They're this caught up. Like that animated with that much energy over somebody you'll never meet, never knew. You don't even know if it's true. How can families, whole families, have arguments and break up and not talk to each other over stuff they don't even know is true or not? Can I keep preaching? Philippians 4 and 6 says, all right, I like this section. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made what? Known unto God. So don't be anxious. Look at somebody and say, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. So when you feel something is making you anxious, turn it off. You start watching it and you feel yourself worrying, turn it off. Delete the app. I don't even have a news app on my phone. I don't want a news app. They're not going to put good news on there. 20 people got saved today. And where's that news? We as a society have become nosy meddlers, judgmental tail bearers, and peddlers of the private and public information about others. You think God likes that? You know other people's business better than your own. Yeah, you do. See, so-and-so, she did. How much money you got in the bank? Well, I ain't checked lately. That's because you've been busy. Busy bodying. You don't even know your own business. We as a society, we just become, we crazy. Peddlers of private and public information. Leviticus 19:60 says, thou shalt not go up and down as a what? Tailbearer among thy people. Neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. You the Gladys Kravitz of your neighborhood. They don't know who that is. That was an old show and a lady used to just sit in the window and look. And then bake a pie so she can come over and check. I just wanted to bring you this pie. Now, I ain't trying to get in your business, but I kind of heard some scuffling over here. Is everything all right? Yeah, that's how we are on the internet. Is everything all right? Who watches the trial of somebody that they have nothing to do with? You watching a whole trial? A whole trial. They brought in this witness and it. I remember when the O.J. Simpson, that's how old I am, O.J. Simpson verdict was getting ready to be read. I was in Radio Shack. That's another how old I am. I actually worked for Tandy. That's another how old I am, Tandy. So I'm in this Radio Shack with all white people. And they're about to announce the verdict. just me. I have freckles, but I'm not that light. So I knew I couldn't play. I just knew it was about to. And they announced that he was free or innocent. Well, I forgot what they said. Not guilty. And every white person in there turned around and looked at me. Like I could have changed it. They looked at me like this. It's like. It's like. Like, call them and tell them. But I remember leaving that Radio Shack and driving home, and I remember thinking in my mind, the whole world was on hold for that. Like, all of America was on hold for a verdict, and even with the verdict, none of us know really what happened. Like, the verdict don't tell you what happened. What? That was before the internet. Before. This celebrity age has lured many to focus on the affairs of strangers. This has caused them to carry burdens that are not theirs, fill their minds with issues that do not belong to them, and alter their behaviors based on things they are not certain of. So when you pray for somebody now, you're not just praying for what they're going through, you're praying for what other people are putting them through. Ain't that crazy? Like, you praying because that person watched too much news or got too much information, and now their body is, you know, they're getting sick and their body's changing, and all this based on them having too much of other people's information. It's not just theirs. Like, their problems don't end with just them. It ends with the opinions of other people of their problems. Or other people's problems altogether. You know how many emails and inboxes I get of people telling me to pray for celebrities? Brother, you need to pray for Kodak Black. I just feel a strong urge that God is going to bring him in the kingdom. For what? For what? Look at somebody. No, you supposed to. No! I don't need to pray for no Kodak Black. First of all, I don't even know what that is. When I was growing up, a Kodak was a big bear. But this celebrity age has lured many to focus on the affairs of strangers. Now you're carrying stuff you shouldn't be carrying, and it's changing you. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, what happens? The devil created this climate to keep people full of him and his devices. Because that will rob them of space in their minds and hearts for God. Devil knows he can't be God, but he can be your God if you give him the space. It's all about, look, somebody says, it's all about space. It's all about space. You can tell me you saved, but how much room does God have to operate in you? You can tell me you're a believer, but how much room is there? Is your life crowded with the affairs of others? Daniel 12:4 tells us, oh, Daniel, shut up the word, seal the book, even to the time of the end. Just shut it up until the time of the end. What's going to happen in the time of the end? Many shall do what? Run to and fro. And knowledge shall what? This to and fro, man. We've heard that before, right? Who's the to and fro guy? The devil. What you doing, Satan? Oh, just going to and fro. Now he got all of us to and froing. When we are bogged down with the business of others, then we become the very thing that God hates. Does God hate stuff? Yes. He told you what he hated. Feet that run swiftly to drama. People that look for drama. He said he hates that. God hates when we are attracted to sin and the consequences it creates. I mean, God hates your desire to follow the Diddy trial. He hates that. Look at somebody now. Wait, Pastor, that's just, it's amoral. It's just in our earth. No. How did Diddy get famous? Perversion. Perverse music. Why are you shocked that it was perversion going on behind the scenes when all the music was perverted? Okay, so he's famous, he's rich, all of that from perversion.
That's right.
That's who you following and are concerned about. So the time God wants is going to Diddy and the perversion. The only way we know him any is because of his perversion. Well, Pastor, I mean, everything can't be bad. I didn't say everything could be bad, but a lot of things are bad. And as believers, we're supposed to shun the very appearance of evil. Not just evil, but the very what? What's in his videos? The appearance of evil. What's in this trial? The appearance. God hates when we are attracted to sin and the consequences. When we make a steady diet, that means every day you looking and watching and absorbing. When you make a steady diet of this, our appetite for it grows. It's like a Lay's potato chip. Come on now. Come on, Lay's eaters. You can't eat just one. Who can eat just one? Raise your hand. You can't eat just one. Soon as you eat it, the chemicals in it create an appetite for it.
Yes, sir.
And you look up and the bag is gone. Your hand is greasy. And you are ashamed of yourself. You don't do that to the rice cake bag. All those are still there intact. They don't have the chemicals on. Who in here just gets one Oreo? Just one Oreo, Khalil. One. All I need is one. I'm good. You eat it, I'm good. Nah, bro. You gonna grab two first. You know they got a flaming torch. They took some Oreos to hell and they didn't burn up. I'm just kidding. They didn't take them to hell. But they did an experiment. They got a blowtorch and blew it on an Oreo for 60 seconds. Everything around it caught on fire. The people doing it almost caught on fire. Everything was on fire and the Oreo was standing on business like PJ Washington. Oreo didn't go. No, it was edible. It was edible. Didn't melt. I'm going to put the video. Since I said it, I'm going to have to add that video to this message.
0.1 second. 0.5 second. 1 second. 3 second. 5 second. 30 second.
But yeah, I mean, burned everything around it. And that Oreo said, I ain't going nowhere. What chemicals are in that for it to stay in? The white didn't even change colors. They used to say it was sugar and shortening. Shortening catches fire. So that ain't shortening. Ain't nothing wrong with shortening now. Mama little baby.
Short.
Now that's the most racist thing I've ever seen. All right. Who wrote that song? Who wrote that? But yeah, you create a steady diet of it, your appetite for it will grow. Yeah. So now you're looking for mischief. The mischief, failure, and sin begin to entertain us instead of bothering us. You used to couldn't watch all that cussing. But you watching these trials and these podcasts and all, because you know, I believe they created all these podcasts just so folks can cuss. They cussing like they can't cuss on TV in the podcast. And so you watching all these folks, listen, well, I'm just getting information, but all they doing is cussing and talking filthy and all of this, man. You keep watching that, it's gonna stop bothering you. You used to couldn't watch a Tyler Perry movie. You couldn't watch it. You used to couldn't watch it. Because the drama level. Something's wrong with everybody. Everything is bad. She getting divorced. She got it. I mean, just everything. You used to couldn't be, man, that's just too much drama. Now, it don't bother you like it used to. Couldn't watch nudity in movies. And now it don't bother you. We used to have standards, lines, and boundaries. But they weren't ours, they were God's. But they start disappearing when we don't emphasize them. These practices become normal and not immoral, which makes us more apt to tolerate or coexist with it rather than, like the Bible says, reprove it. Romans says it like this: who knowing the judgment of God, they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same. Some of us are in this group. We just find pleasure in them that do them. You spend all your time watching them trials. You done found pleasure in these folks celebrating evil. So what do you watch? I told you I watched the hood fights. And I was just as wrong. Because I can't be entertained by folks getting beat, shot, and stabbed. My flesh wants to see it. I really don't know why. Maybe I'm envisioning people I don't like. I don't know why it was so magnificently entertaining. But I can't do it. So I have to temper my flesh and make my flesh not accept that. Amen. It's not good for me. Being overly concerned with negative news, propaganda, and media narratives will also cause us to spend emotional energy on the things that what? Exhaust us instead of. Why would you want something to exhaust you instead of edify? Basically, tire you out instead of build you up. I mean, isn't the world tiring enough? I need something to build me up. Amen. This is not God's plan for us. 2 Timothy 2 and 4. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life. So you can't be a soldier, chosen soldier, fighting for God entangled in the affairs of this life. That occupies you. You can't hear your orders. You're acting on somebody else's issues, not your orders. You are avoiding your orders. You're avoiding your call that is embedded in your being. We cannot properly hear from God if we are consumed with man's folly. If you're overconsumed with the affairs of men and what's going on in the world and you're eating bad, don't come telling me what God told you. I don't trust it, and you should neither. You could be just as wrong. In other words, the more space we give in our minds to social media posts, the news, and the business of others, the less space we have in our minds to receive and carry the truth of God's word. This is the war in the temple. This is what the war is. The war is for space. How much space do you have for the things of God? What are you full of? For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. For these are what? Your flesh and the spirit, capital S, that's God's spirit. Your flesh and God's spirit are at war.
Yeah, that's right.
Your flesh wants to do what it wants to do, and then God has something he wants you to do. So who's going to win the war? Whichever one's the strongest. Which one is the strongest? The one you sold the most to. So you sitting around flipping through the phone. I can tell you which one going to win.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm preaching in here. I feel like it. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. This causes God to shrink in our lives. And our flesh gets stronger. Oh, God is too big. He can't shrink. I said shrink in your life. I know how big God is. Well, I know what we can know about how big he is. We can never really know. Not with a human brain. But I know he's big. He just shrinks in our lives as our flesh gets stronger.
Absolutely.
Because if he was as big as you say he is, you wouldn't have done what you did. You did that because you shrunk him and your flesh was bigger. Your flesh got stronger. This caused God to shrink in our lives and our flesh gets stronger. Instead of praying, now we chatter. You used to pray for folks. Now you just talk about it. Instead of caring, you laugh. You used to really care. When bad things or certain things happen to people, now it's funny. Instead of believing God, you worry. You used to be a man or a woman of faith.
Yep.
Believe God, knew God was going to work it out.
Right.
And now you worry. The news taught you that. Your phone taught you that. Instead of going to God, you exchange his presence for the noises of man. See, when you get comfortable with what man is saying, you'll start entertaining noises you used to wouldn't entertain.
Amen.
Used to turn certain things off. As soon as you heard the wrong, oh no, I can't watch that. I can't listen to that. Now you just let it play. Galatians 6 and 8 says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh what? I mean, what else you think is going to happen? But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap what? Life everlasting. This is why God hates when people are attracted to the business of others. Because we literally run away from God's business to get into theirs. I'm almost done. Proverbs 24 and 9. The devising of folly is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to mankind. This behavior makes us emotionally mentally and physically what? Sick. People are starting to have fatal diseases and illnesses that they can't even explain. They are imploding from within because they have filled their bodies with issues, opinions, and drama of others. You were not meant to carry the drama of others. Your body is barely meant to carry your own drama. I'm enough. Look at somebody and say, I'm enough. Look at somebody and say, I'm enough for myself. I'm enough. I don't need you in there. This is hard enough. Yeah, but you weren't built to carry everybody's issues. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify all of you. I pray to God your what? No, not just your spirit, your what? This is God saying, Paul saying, God needs everything. Your whole spirit, soul, and body. Whole. Look at somebody say whole. That's all of it. That's all of it. No room for the enemy. God wants all of it. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And just as Jesus chased out the ones that were turning his temple into the den of thieves, we must chase out all of the emotional, mental, and spiritual thieves that are harming our temples. Everything that is coming to rob us of space. John said, the thief cometh not, but for this reason, to steal space so he can kill you and destroy you. He said, I've come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. Amen. Summary. People are moving out of the country trying to avoid the political climate of the U.S. based solely on what the news is saying. Y'all saw that clip about Trump. They made it sound like he was talking about Africans, black people. They're coming over here. And they're doing they edited that clip. So then right after that, they showed a black woman leaving. As jive as America can be sometimes, I'm glad I'm here. Amen. Amen. Preachers are beginning to teach sermons based entirely upon political suppositions that aren't really proven. Folks are strategizing based on what might happen or what the activists are saying will happen. People are making life-altering decisions because of what unproven prophets and Jezebel women online are declaring. Because of the pandemic, many people trust strange voices and random teachings without discerning their motives. This is causing so many to go astray, follow after the wrong things. Consequently, many are so filled with information that they cannot be filled with the Holy Ghost. It's a real thing. You're so full of worry that you can't hand it over to God. Your space is occupied. Instead of denying self, which is their emotions, issues, and plans, they are constantly filling themselves with media, news, and gossip. This feeds our flesh and causes it to be bigger than God to us. Of course we know God is bigger, but because he is spirit, the more we feed our flesh, the less access to God we will have. This is the whole plan of the New World Order. Social media and the internet was created for this singular purpose. The devil wants to fill us with himself and sit on the throne of our mind and hearts. He has gained omnipresence through digital means, and now he can do digital witchcraft to manipulate our every thought and desire if we are not careful. It's time to show our devices who's in charge. Amen. Look at your phone. Don't do it right now, but look at it and say, I pay this bill. So you gonna act like I tell you to act. Have that conversation. Just warn somebody before you do it so they won't think you crashing out. That's what the young folks say, yeah. So, yeah, tell your phone. Time to show your phone who's in charge. It's time to turn off all, look at somebody say all, gossip and ignore the business of others. Amen. It's time to stop watching the news and tracking all the world's events. You can't do nothing about it. It's time to leave the Diddy trial and Epstein scandal and all other distractions alone. You don't know any of them. Folks are running over people with cars, shooting others with guns, and hating people they don't even know based on the stronghold that the media has on them. Families are being torn apart forever because of political parties and deceitful propaganda. Church folks hating each other because of where they shop, who they voted for, or what the president did. Churches divided, hating each other. We have become easy prey for the devil because of the oversaturation of information. Look at somebody and say, it's time to pull back. Okay, that's what this message is for. Pull back. I got convicted and I wrote this message. I got convicted because I was spending too much time flicking through stuff. I caught myself. I was like, you know what? Now I got to pull back. I deleted a couple of apps. I'm not even getting back on them. My notifications have been off for years. I have to temper that because it's that easy for you to get caught up in it. Don't let you have some free time. Nothing else to do but scroll. Yeah. So, it's time to pull back. Look at somebody say, it's time to pull back. But don't just pull back. Seek God and invest our time in things that we can really affect. Our mind space is limited. Our mind space is limited. So we must make sure we are giving God all the room He desires in it. Amen. 1 Timothy says, neglect not the gift. I can stop right there. Neglect not. Don't neglect the gift. These devices, social, all of it is here to make you neglect your full capability. What God has given you to do. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given to thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things and then give thyself what? All of you. That's it. All of you. Well, Pastor, how do I deal with my children? They just been kind of wild and out of it. Have you given yourself, all of yourself, to that? My wife, man, I mean, she just, have you given all to God for that? See, we want quick fixes because we're watching quick things. We're trained for things to be quick. God wants us to stick it out. Work it out. We're supposed to work out salvation with fear and trembling. Work it out. Time. But you invested time in all of this other stuff. You don't have time. Then take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine and continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Everyone stand to your feet. Distractions will distract you if you let them. I want to pray for you. Pray against it. And pray that you have the strength and discipline to deal with these distractions so we can get in a better place with God. If that's you, just come on up. Praying for God to even give you the strength. You know. It just happens overnight. You look up and, man. And I ain't gonna lie, his stuff is interesting. And then another thing about it, it has a lot to do with how those algorithms work. Like, you watching one thing and they keep sending you stuff like that. It knows you, your history. And sometimes you just have to take a break. With the news, I don't say take a break, turn it off. Just turn the news off. Let's get back to God. All this stuff was created to get us away from him. All this stuff was created to distract us from him. Let's get back to God. What he know, what you know he spoke to you. Who he told you you're supposed to be. What he told you he wanted to do in your life. Who he called you to be. Man, sometimes we look up and we're so far away from that. We're like, man, who have I become? You be sitting in church and you think everybody can see it. We just see you, but in your mind you think everybody can just see, man, who have I become? God wants to break us from that. Just break those chains, that influence of our devices, so we can have room, space for him. Amen. Everyone bow your heads. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for a message like this. We know that we are living, breathing temples of the Holy Ghost. And there is a war going on for the space in our temples. And God, though we may have filled ourselves with various things and put things in there that shouldn't be, and watching and listening and absorbing and receiving and not really taking into account the damage that's being done, God, we repent right now. We ask that you forgive us, God. Forgive us for watching it too much, for God, spending too much time scrolling, waking up in the morning and instead of talking to you, we scroll. Going to bed at night and instead of talking to you, I'm scrolling. God, I didn't think I was that bad, but I guess we are. Some of us are just, it's just that bad. We're so used to it. But thank you, Lord, for this message that comes to bring light to it. So we'll understand that this is a war. The devil wants our bodies. He wants access. He wants space. Not only just space, he wants your space, your place, your throne in our lives. So God, we repent right now. We ask that you forgive us for spending too much time with the wrong things. And we ask that every open area now be filled by your Holy Spirit. Come on, let's lift our hands up. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, God. Every area that was occupied by video games, by movies, by Hollywood actors and performers, singers and recording artists, sports and, Father God, athletes, whatever, God, that has become an idol in our life, we ask that you forgive us and remove it and take that space for yourself. That's your place. Sit in our heart's seat. And we'll do what we need to do to keep you there. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 On your way to your seats, hug somebody and just hug them. Just hug them. On your way to your seats. This is something we got to do this week. You got to do it. As we get closer to this recording, we may have an E-fast time where we just kind of turn things off, at least an hour a day, maybe turn your device off, be unreachable by everything so we can get ready. But I know we're going to do sugar in August, so you can start that today if you want.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.